USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a Democrat, says he will not vote with his party for the latest overhaul of U.S. election law in at least a generation. The move virtually guarantees the failure of the legislation after near party-line approval in the House. Senator Manchin wrote in the Charleston Gazette-Mail that voting and election reform that is done in a partisan manner will all but ensure partisan divisions continue to deepen. Democrats will start preparing the infrastructure bill for a vote on the House floor on Wednesday with or without Republican support. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on CNN's State of the Union pressed Republicans into action.
Without putting a specific date on it, you noted they talked on Friday, they're going to talk on Monday. The thing is, it's just a bit perplexing why the Republicans haven't moved further.
The Biden administration rejected Republicans' latest offer of over $300 billion in new spending on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Georgia Republican Party has approved a resolution censoring Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. The Georgia GOP during a convention approved a resolution that says he failed to perform his duties in accordance with the laws of the Constitution of the state of Georgia. Epoch Times reports that his own state's Republicans accused him of undermining the security of our elections by allowing mass mailings of absentee applications by his office and third parties, which created opportunities for fraud and overwhelmed election offices, rendering accurate signature matching nearly impossible, allowing ballot drop boxes without proper chain of custody, and ignoring sworn affidavits and disregarding evidence of voter fraud. Raffensperger has said there is no evidence of widespread fraud in the 2020 election, although the board he chairs has sent dozens of cases to prosecutors. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have a second child. Britain's Duchess of Sussex gave birth to a baby girl on Friday at Santa Barbara Cottage Hospital in California. She's named Lilibet, or Lily, after Queen Elizabeth and Harry's late mother, Princess Diana. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Several ceremonies being held today to commemorate the 77th anniversary of D-Day. It marks the decisive assault that led to the liberation of France and Western Europe from Nazi control and honors those who fell.
On D-Day, more than 150,000 Allied troops landed on beaches codenamed Omaha, Utah, Juno, Sword, and Gold, carried by 7,000 boats. As far as what we can learn from those American heroes who stormed the beaches of Normandy, April Messier is with the National D-Day Memorial Foundation.
Oh, they have so much they can teach us, and it's been such an honor over the years to hear their stories and truly just see how everyone came together. It was truly about not only patriotism, but cooperation. And, you know, you look at D-Day, it was the most complex military operation ever attempted. And all of these Allied forces, not just Americans, but the Allies coming together on an international scale to defeat Nazi tyranny. It was not only the achievements that I think we have to remember and reflect on today, what was achieved that day, but also what was lost, because so many were lost. And I think our veterans would want us to remember their comrades, those who paid the ultimate price for the freedoms that we enjoy today. We're reaping the benefits of what happened 77 years ago today.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, online at usaradionews.com, I'm Jeremy Scott.